I have Mr. Ammon Carter, Jr. on the line for the president.
Thank you. Just a moment. Mr. Carter?
Yes, ma'am?
Just a moment, please, for the president.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Ammon?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Hope you had a good Christmas.
Well, we're completely worn out. I hear you had a good one.
Had a delightful one. The only thing made it better if your daddy had been here.
Yes, sir.
I sure do miss him, and I just wanted to call you and tell you how proud I am of your friendship and how much it means to me, and I hope you have a wonderful new year, and any way we can contribute to it, we want to do it.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. I wrote you how many, you'd be surprised the amount of people around here that are on your side now. You probably heard that everywhere.
Well.
We've got people around here that have not been too happy. Well, now they're all for you. I could name 10 of them real quick.
Well, thank
you. Real happy the way you're working things.
Thank you. I hope you and your family have a wonderful new year and, Keep them beefed up, that Star Telegram. Make them send you some copy from Washington, because when those press conferences, nothing pleased me more than somebody speak up and say, I'm a Star Telegram. I don't know so-and-so.
Yes, sir.
So make them do it. I want that Star Telegram to be back in there where it was when I went to Washington 30 years ago. I gosh, old man Garner said, whenever I got anything, I give it to Star Telegram.
Well, we're doing some work on that right now. Is Johnny Jones coming to the ranch Sunday?
Yeah, coming now. He's coming Friday, I think.
Friday. Well, you're having the barbecue.
Yeah, I'm coming Sunday, and he may be coming Sunday, too. I just don't know.
Well, I've got a little problem up here. I'm going to try, I don't know whether anybody else from Fort Worth is coming. I don't know whether Perry Bass or anybody like that.
I don't know. I'd be glad for him to come, though. Bird, do you know who else is coming from Fort Worth on Sunday? Anybody? Besides Damon, I'll have somebody call you tomorrow and tell you if there's anybody else coming.
If they are coming, I'd sure appreciate it.
All right.
Is Walter up in Washington?
Yeah.
I want to call him in the morning about something.
Yeah, he's in Washington and just working his head off and doing fine. And I think we're doing pretty good.
Well, I do too. Everybody's all pulling for you. Are you taking good care of yourself?
Yeah. Well, couldn't feel better.
Where have you got that Remington paint, the one painting you got left? Is it in the White House or in your other
office? No, it's an EOB, but Ben Johnson is figuring on coming down here and raiding all the Southwestern and put them in the fish room right off the cabinet where all the guests come and sit, waiting to see the president. And she had Ms. Lasker down from New York and some of her art group the other day, and she's figuring on trying to turn it into a little southwestern or western atmosphere instead of all the boats. They've got all the boats from Cape Cod around in Hyannisport, and we're trying to make our own. Here's Bird, want to say howdy to you.
All right, thank you.
Amon?
Hi.
If you don't mind me talking business on Christmas Day.
Well, we're already as exhausted as you are.
when I went into that office, you may or may not know the circumstances. Because of the absence of President Kennedy for 3 or 4 days, everything had been taken out and the walls had been painted, and so we walked into a perfectly, his interior office, his very own office was bare. And I would just like to have more of a Western look there than a naval look.
Well, we'll see what we we can do to help you. I know.
And one of my very good friends, Mary Lasker, who is quite an art authority, is already investigating what is available for a loan from Metropolitan and other places. But I told her that I was going to ask you if it would be possible for you to send me any photographs of Remington's or Russell's that you might be willing to loan on a temporary basis. And that I would also return the one that you have sent, which is an Indian picture. For this reason, in the upper hall of the White House, as you will remember, the family living quarters?
Yes, ma'am.
There is a solid line, I guess 20 Indian pictures, all Catlins.
We got enough Indians.
Yes, sir. We got 20 Indians. 20 is enough. So I thought cowboys or stagecoaches are...
anything west.
Yes, sir.
Except Indians. You let me do some checking on that. Our museum director's up in New York right now, but I'll find out what is available. And
if I could have some photographs of what you might not mind too much putting on loan temporarily for Lyndon's office or the fish room. And you realize we may not be there but 11 months.
Uh-huh. Well, I think we could be there longer than that.
At any rate, we will, we would return this one, the one that you so kindly lent us, and we've enjoyed so much, well insured and all fixed up. We're searching around, and we would like to take a look at yours and come to some decision if we can.
All right, I'll get you some pictures up there. How's the president taking care of himself?
Not at all.
Well, that's the probably reason.
Just working about 20 hours a day. But he's just doing marvelous. I never saw him look better, and I think he's enjoying it and is in fine shape.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad. Hope y'all had a Merry Christmas. I had an invitation for that barbecue coming up Sunday, and the president said he would have somebody call me tomorrow if anyone else from Fort Worth had been invited. The reason I said that, I've got a problem Sunday morning, and I was thinking maybe somebody else might be going down. They might be flying down. Have to save us about a 5-hour drive.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now,
somebody let me know tomorrow. Let's leave it this way, Ms. Johnson. If I don't hear from anybody there, I'll assume that no one else in Fort Worth is coming.
All right. And he wants to say one more word to you.
All right. Thank you. I'll get you the pictures.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thanks to you and thanks to Ruth for everything. Now, I want to just leave this one thought. I don't want you to ever repeat it to a human being. But, I'm going to get this budget down, and a lot of things going by the wayside, and a lot of consolidation is going to take effect, and a lot of things going to hurt people, like that Army depot the other day, and we've still got a lot of things there, like your Carswell and like your Trinity River and things that you want. Now, you just tell your crowd Old Star Telegram that you want to be damn sure that you got as competent a man and as thorough a man and as attentive a man as New York Times got in those press conferences, because you want the president's home state to be represented by real intelligence.
Well, now, we had a meeting last week, Jim Chambers and Johnny Jones. We're going to try retiring Bascom, which is going to be pretty hard. I know how you told me some things about him once before, and we're going to let our own man up there probably run the thing, and Jim Chambers has got Mr. Hollingsworth over there.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, Scotty Reston is a real admirer of yours now.
Well, he's a nice fellow. And
he has some mighty nice things to say about you in front of Mr. Henry Ford, Mr. John Gordon, and some of them.
Well, that's good. Well, what I want you to do, I want Texas to have the best, most competent writers and the most inquisitive and most curious, and to be on the trips and know what the hell's happening, because if they don't, they just ought to do it.
Where is Charlie Boatner now? Is he with his other...
Yeah, well, Charlie's over at the National Park Service, his public relations, but what you all ought to do, you all ought to just get the best damn fella you can for the Star Telegram, and it's whether you spend $100 a week more or not, you'll never remember a year from now, but the next year, that town of yours will mean a lot. And I'd have a man there when he speaks up. He doesn't say I'm Bascom Timmons. I'd say I'm representing the Star Telegram, and I want to know what's going on in Cypress here today, and whether that's likely to involve us or not, and whether we got to evacuate any people, where it doesn't just show oil and cattle. And that'll have its effect on other things, because they're going to put a lot of strategic air command bases together. They're going to phase out a lot of stuff that missiles coming in, and it's just going to be a complete overhaul. And if I were you, I'd just get the best damn person I could get and have him representing me, because if you have to, you can go out and promote a special edition, get Sears and Roebuck and them to buy a few more pages of ads, but I'd get me a good man covering that White House.
All right, sir.
Because I'll guarantee you I'll play ball with him, and I wouldn't be there if it hadn't been for the Carters. So you get you a good man that I can talk to with confidence, who's on the ball.
All right, sir. We're running this. Jim Chambers talked to you. I know about this special section of yours. We're going to run it here in Fort Worth, and they're going to run it. And I think Johnny Jones is going to run it.
Good. Well, I don't know. He told me he's putting out some. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's any good.
40-page magazine on it's just like any of these Sunday supplements. There's no advertising or anything. It's just a complete pictorial history of you and your whole family and your life. We're going to run about 800,000 of them.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Eamon, give Ruth my love, and give Jed my love, and you can count on me for anything I can do.
Ms. Johnson, I told her if I didn't hear from her, I'd assume nobody from Fort Worth was coming. But if somebody else is coming from Fort Worth, I'd like to know.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, and take care of yourself.
Bye.
Bye.